Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY 2023 earnings conference call of PNB Housing Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Gupta Padhi, Head Investor Relations and Treasury. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashashree. Good evening and welcome, everyone. We are here to discuss PNB Housing Finance Q3 and 9 months FY 2023-2024 results. You must have seen our business and financial numbers and performance in the presentation and the press release, which was shared with the stock exchanges and is also available on our website. With me, we have our management team, led by Mr. Girish Kousgi, our MD and CEO. We'll begin this call with the performance update by the Managing Director and CEO, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Please note, this call may contain forward-looking statements which exemplify our judgment and future expectations concerning the development of our business. These forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties that may cause actual development and results to differ materially from our expectations. PNB Housing Finance undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statement to reflect future events or circumstances. A detailed disclaimer is on slide 31 of the investor presentation. With that, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Girish Kousgi. Over to you, sir.
Good evening to all the investors. Welcome to earnings call. Considering the transformational journey since quarter three of last year, I must say this is a good quarter. In last 4 years, that is 16 quarters, last 3 out of 4 quarters has been the highest in disbursements and also book growth on retail. 3 out of 4 quarters has been about 4,200 to 4,400 crores of disbursement. Book growth of about, so we were at about 1,000 crore book growth 1 year back. So quarterly book growth was about 1,000 crores. Now we've reached to a level of about 1,600 crores. Last year, quarter four was an exception where we had grown the book by over 2,500 crores. So I had guided book growth of about 17% in retail. I think that has to be moderated. In YTD, we are at about, if I have to compare on a YOY, December end, we are at about 13.2%. So it looks like this year we will end up with a book growth of around 15%. However, for coming year, the guidance on book growth is at 17%. On disbursements, we will be near to 22% in terms of growth over last year. There were certain challenges now, which is all resolved. Of course, in quarter three, we had few challenges. One, of course, in terms of Chennai floods. So both our prime and affordable business has bit of dependency on business from Tamil Nadu. So that had bit of challenge, bit of an impact. So we also had some internal challenge in Westward in terms of the portfolio. So we had to tweak the policies, we had to rejig the teams, and all of those things are resolved. So if you also look at West incremental share, which used to be about 35%, had gone down to 28%. While we were quite bullish on South, which was about 31%, has gone up to 37%. So now all of those are sorted. So we expect West one to come back. So we will see growth coming back in quarter four more than what was missed. On corporate, as per plan, we ran down the book from 18,000 crores to about 2,200 crores. In terms of restart, it is not a priority for us as of now, so that we will in future. We also had tactically taken few calls in terms of de-risking portfolio. So now if you see out of the overall portfolio, retail is 96.5% and the balance being corporate. So there was a bit of focus on the profile mix. So there was slight skewness towards salaried. We moved away from high value to low value and mid-size value ticket size. So there was also a bit of tweak in the product. So our focus was slightly more on home vis-a-vis compared to non-home. And even now we are focusing up to 1 crore. As you are aware, there has been a rating upgrade by India Ratings from AA to AA+. So now our focus is completely on retail, no high value sourcing, little skewness towards salaried, and little skewness towards home. We have been strengthening geographical mix. I had spoken to you that South is a good market, you know, which will get us good business and also at a little higher yield. So we have been focusing on increasing our South contribution in the overall mix. We were also trying to be future ready, and therefore we had taken a call to increase the branch network both in Roshni as well as Prime. So as I had indicated earlier in my various interactions, Roshni by March we will be at 160 branches and Prime will be close to 140. So overall total branch network by March will be around 300 branches. And also on Roshni, since we had started this business about a year back, we were operating with certain product suits. Now we will expand that, and there will be an upside in yield, which is currently about 11.5, 11.6. So this yield will go up to 12.5 from April onwards, because we are now opening up all the product suits, which was by design. In addition to our initiative of starting Roshni to scale up business and also to get better yield, we are also now planning to come up with emerging market. So this will be dedicated about 40 to 50 branches, which would start from April. And these branches would focus on higher yield business. So this is by design. So we will have three verticals. We will have Prime. We have Prime. We have Roshni. From April, we will have emerging markets. And number of branches could be about 40 to 50. So this by design would be sourcing business at a higher yield. The yield would be about 35 to 40 bps higher from our current Prime yield. On deposits, earlier it was a call to manage the concentration risk, so which used to be about 1/3 of our entire liability profile. So now in last 2 quarters we are growing, so there will be focus on deposit growth in future as well. Happy to share that PNB Housing, now we are great place to work. So this was for last year, November 22 till November 23. This obviously means, you know, stability and motivated team. On the cost of borrowing, there has been an upgrade in rating, as all of you are aware. We have got sanction of 3,000 crore from NHB, and we have drawn the first tranche. So this would help us, you know, in bringing down the cost. Deposit book is growing, and deposit comes at a slightly lower cost, so that would also aid in terms of bringing down the cost of borrowing, total cost. And now we are more active in wholesale debt market, both in terms of CP as well as NCD, and we are in continuous negotiation and discussion with banks for a possible repricing. On collection, the focus has been on cash collections and OTS. So we have a good pool in auction bucket. So quarter three, there was a lot of focus on auction. So that will now materialize in quarter four. So quarter three saw maximum number of actions. So this was the highest ever. Effort is now on sale of property. And whatever auction we've done in quarter four and some bit of auction what we have done in Jan, we will try to realize that in quarter four. Efficiency across buckets in collection, starting from X bucket, SMA0, SMA1, SMA2 has improved. On recovery, especially in corporate, so we have one account, which is an NPA, and we had mentioned that, you know, we will be resolving that. Now, as per the plan, we are expecting a complete resolution in quarter four. And from we have a few accounts which are in write-off. So we have a good amount of write-off pool. So we are in discussion and some of the accounts are in final stage of discussion. So there could be a possible write-back which will start from quarter four onwards on the corporate side. Even on the retail, we have a good pool, you know, from where we can expect write-back. So this also would start from quarter four onwards and it will continue for next few quarters. In terms of credit cost, we had guided 60 bips for the year. For H1, it was 31 bips. I think first 9 months, it is 32 bips. Quarter four will be in line with the existing credit cost. So I had mentioned 60. I think it will be about 31, 32 bips. And I think even for next year, it will be on similar lines. I would request Vinay to our CFO to cover the performance highlight and then we can open up for Q&A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am pleased to present an overview of our financial performance for the Q3 and 9 months ended FY24. You must have seen our PAT reported as around 338 crores for the quarter. It has grown 26% year on year. For the 9 months, the PAT is 1069 crores, which has grown 39% year on year. Our total revenue is 1752 crores as against 1795 last year and 1777 in Q2. For the 9 months, it is 5,233 crores versus 4,885 crores. Net interest income declined 19% year on year and 10% quarter on quarter to INR 595 crores. However, during both Q3 FY23 and Q3 FY24, there were one-offs in the securitization income line. Excluding one-off, net interest income is at 622 crores, which is flat year on year due to gradual shift in our mix towards retail. Since the corporate mix is coming down, so there is a gradual shift in the overall yield mix, which is causing this hit. On the 9 month basis though, our net interest income has grown by 7% at 1884 crores. Yield and cost of borrowing is at 10.2 and 8.07 respectively for Q3. Excluding one-offs in yield and cost of borrowing, the numbers stood at 10.3 and 7.98 and the spread is at 2.12. Excluding one-offs, spread is 2.3. And the NIM is 3.49% for the quarters. We have given a walk also, reported an X one-off in our investor deck, which is there on the page 21, to clarify the numbers reported as well as X one-off. In Q3, OPEX has grown 35% and remained flat quarter on quarter. We continue to invest in Roshni branch expansion and upgradation of IT infrastructure. And royalty expense is the incremental spend that has come in the current financial year. Credit cost continues to be in the similar range at 34 bips for Q3 and for 9 months is at 32 basis points. ROA has improved for the 9 months at 2.08% versus 1.61% in the last financial year. ROE is 10.5 for the 9 months of FY24. Capital adequacy remains strong at 29.53 as on 31st December with Tier 1 at around 27.97%. Thank you. This is a brief on the financial performance.
Should we open for question and answer session?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Ashwini Agarwal from Demeter Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening team. So my first question is with the net interest income jaws, right? You have the yield compressing and the cost of borrowing going up. Now I understand some of the yield compression is because of the change in mix, corporate going to retail and leaning towards salaried. But you know, so multiple questions here. One is that how do you get the jaws back up, or do you think that this is the new normal? Number two is linked to that. This is the AA plus rating. What does that do to your cost of borrowing? I mean, what should we expect the net interest margin or the spread to look like, both for the fourth quarter as well as for the fiscal year 25? That's my first question.
So, as you rightly mentioned, yes, there are certain impact of the corporate book running off and, moving towards the safer segments. Going forward, there are two reasons, why the spreads can improve. One is on the cost of borrowing front. As you mentioned, the ratings have improved. Plus, we have also got access to the NHB funding now. So these two factors should help us in improving the cost of borrowing. Even if you see the incremental cost of borrowing, it has been declining. And we should see some benefit of this coming up in the next 1 to 2 quarters. Even on the rating part, now that we have got an upgrade, we would be working with most of the banks, to revise the spreads and get some benefit on the existing borrowing as well as on the new borrowing. That is one. Second, as the Roshni mix improves, there is going to be a kicker on the yield. And secondly, as Girish mentioned, we will be moving towards a prime plus or an emerging market segment within prime, to get or target higher yield segments. So that will also give a kicker over the next few quarters. So this is how we are trying to manage.
Just to add to what Vinay said, on Roshni, as I mentioned, we will be operating in lot of the segments which we were not till now. So that would start from April. So we expect to take the yield up from 11.5% in Roshni to about 12.5%+.
So if I think about, could you quantify the benefit on cost of borrowing both from the NHB refinancing that become available to you as well as the rating upgrade? I mean, quarter on quarter, the cost of borrowing declined by 1 basis point. I mean, what do these two events mean to cost of borrowing?
Okay, so one is, see, on the NHB, there is a sanction of 3,000 crores and we have taken the first tranche. So there the difference, if I have to compare now with my cost of borrowing and the rate at which we get from energy, which is blended for refinance and affordable housing. So there, now there will be a gap of about 60 to 65-70 bps. So that is the gap, because earlier this gap used to be slightly higher. Now with repricing, so the gap is going to be around 60 to 70 bps. So that's number one. And number two, as we mentioned, now we are engaging with all the bankers and it's a constant effort, to get the rate repriced on the lower side. And on the business side, the mix will keep changing because we just started Roshni about a year back and now we are going to start emerging market vertical. So these two would operate at a very different yield. On Roshni, as I mentioned, we have a plan to take the yields up minimum by 100 bps, and this is from April. And even this emerging market, this vertical also will get started from April. So one, it will help us to grow. Number two, it will also help us to get a better yield. And on the other side, on the cost of borrowing, there is some scope there for us to bring down the cost.
Girish, if I recall, what you had said almost a year ago was that over a period of time, the spreads would definitely come down from where they were, but you were still confident of keeping them at around 275 basis points, give or take, and net interest margin 375 to 4. But, you're running much lower than that, especially on the spread part. Where do you think you want to be one and a half years from now?
Okay, it's like this. See, if I have to talk about margins, so I think NIM will be around 3.5%. On the fee, it will be about, let's say, around 30 bps. So it will be about 30 bps on the fee. In terms of yield, you know, by changing the mix and getting into starting a new vertical, getting into new segments, so this will keep changing, the mix will keep changing. So on NIM will be around 3.5%. On the spread, it depends on the movement. But on NIM will be around 3.5%, and the fee today it's about 25 bps, so that will be about 30 odd bps. And the yield, because we are now focused on retail, and within retail now we will be operating in three different segments: prime, emerging markets, and Roshni. Emerging markets and Roshni will give us a kicker on the yield.
On the spread, do you think 2.5 is an unrealistic target?
It all depends on how the interest rate market, you know, pans out, you know, in next couple of quarters. Obviously, yes, you know, at that point in time, obviously, we were at a much higher. And even today, if you look at X1 we are at about 2.32. And this has, see, today we should also look at one more thing. See, corporate book is degrowing, right? Even if you have to compare with last quarter and this quarter, there has been a drop of about 22%.
So it is.
If we take standalone, if we take standalone, I think even for quarter three, some of the companies which have announced results, so there has been a contraction on the spread and yield. Right now, for us, the impact was because of, you know, whatever reasons we mentioned earlier. I think the point to take away is that, you know, we had guided for 60 bps of credit cost for the year, and that now looks like 31, 32 for the whole year. A. B. And this would also continue for the years, at least, you know, for next year and next year. That's number one. And number two, we have a large pool, you know, where we have a write back opportunity, both on corporate and also on retail. Okay. So if you look at the ROA profile, I think it will be 2+.
Okay. So second thing is on the growth. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, for sustainable ROE to emerge of, say, mid-teens or slightly higher than mid-teens, 16-17%, we need to see a much better leverage on the book and therefore growth. And this corporate reducing even when the retail is going up has been holding down growth. You mentioned that for fiscal 25, your desire is to grow the retail loan book by 17%. And my question is that, you know, why not more? Because the market leader has vacated the lower end space of 50 lakhs or less. That's what we hear from the street and from your competitors. And, you know, from whatever we can observe, there is a lot of real estate activity. So what's holding down growth, or why are you growing only at 17% and not higher given how strong your balance sheet is?
Very good question. So actually, if you see where we were a year back, you know, so obviously we had to move a lot of pieces. You know, we did a rights issue, raised capital, we brought down corporate GNPA, we brought down retail GNPA, you know, as a strategy, both by collection, OTS, sale of property, and one-off, right? So, this is a transformational journey, and now we are almost about 1 year, you know, since we started this journey. Now, to answer your question, I think the growth could be more, but we want to balance growth with profitability, you know, so that is the whole point, because end of the day, growth is important, profitability is important, so we need to manage both of these things. Given the fact that we are still through the transformational journey, you know, obviously we need to work on a lot of things, and that's the reason 17% growth.
Thank you, sir. All the best. I'll be back in the queue for more.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you and good evening, everyone. So first Things first, if you could help understand what are the one-offs on the interest income line in this quarter?
Yeah, Abhijit, one-off in the current quarter is on account of MCLR changes that have happened on the securitized pool. So that has given a one-off of around 16 crores in the interest income line.
Got it. So this was, I mean, a negative impact on your interest
income. Negative impact, right. Right. And on the interest cost line also, there was a one-off of 12 crores, which we had to pay at the time of maturity of certain ECBs, which was not amortized earlier.
So, Vinay, I mean, that was my second question. I mean, you've already given in your presentation almost 12 crores on account of ECB hedging. So, very clearly in your borrowing mix, you can see that there are ECBs which have got retired in this quarter and because of which this cost of 12 crores came in. But please correct me if I'm wrong from what we have always understood, the ECBs which are raised by NBFC and HFCs, they have to be fully hedged. So, at the time of maturity, why was this outgo of around 12 crores?
No, it was fully hedged. There was a minor difference of some paisa in the rate at which it was taken versus the rate at which it was hedged. That was more of an operational delay, which we had to bear at the time of maturity. So this was only specific to one deal that got matured in this quarter.
And I mean, in terms of guidance, I mean, what you've said until now, from what I could make out, for FY24, you have moderated the retail loan growth guidance to 15%, but you've maintained for FY25, the retail loan growth guidance at 17%. Likewise, on credit costs, you are suggesting that having seen 9 months of this fiscal year, we could potentially be doing 31 to 32 basis points in this fiscal year, and then for the next year as well, you're now guiding for a similar level of credit cost of 30 to 35 basis points. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct.
So, I mean, now just two questions that I have. The other thing I wanted to understand is this quarter we have added 12 branches, and in the fourth quarter we are planning to add another 85 to 88 branches to reach that guided number of 300 branches. So, last part of the branch additions will come in the fourth quarter.
No, in fact, lot of work has happened in quarter three in terms of identifying the premises and all of those things are done. We declare branches open only when it is ready and when we, you know, after intimating and once it is ready. And then we start the operation. So, we by March will be at 300 branches. So, a lot of work has happened in quarter three.
Thank you. And so the last question that I had was on the disbursement momentum that we saw during this quarter, sequential decline, something we not usually used to see, you know, among HFCs, disbursements decline from the second quarter to third quarter. I think in your opening remarks, you were trying to talk about some disruptions that you've seen. So if you can just briefly cover that again, what kind of led to, a sequential decline in disbursements. So the other question, related question I had was on, slide number 21, where you have given your P&L reported as well as excluding one-offs. Very clearly in this quarter, what really changed, which led to a 20, 21 basis points compression in margins or 20 basis points compression in spreads, where very clearly we have not really accelerated disbursements. So was this more in the nature of trying to retain customers so that the book runoff is lower, wherein you had to offer lower interest rates to customers? Because this is just one quarter that I'm talking about, not full year. So what really led to this kind of a compression in margins and spreads? Or yields for that matter?
Okay, so I think let me take the first question. So what I had mentioned was in this quarter, in quarter three we had certain challenges which were both internal and to a certain extent external. I think it was more internal. You know, as I mentioned that we had, I spoke about West, how the market share is changing. I spoke about South, how it is changing. That had an impact. Now we have fixed, in terms of leadership, in terms of team, in terms of trade policies, all the tweaks. because we had to ensure that the portfolio what we build is of the same quality. That is one reason. And second, we also had an impact in quarter three, because for us, Chennai floods had a bit of impact. And to a certain extent on pricing, what you said that, in terms of retention, in terms of, book depleting, and also I think to a large extent, talking about the yield. As I mentioned, that corporate book is depleting, right? So these were the reasons. Which is why, I was mentioning that directionally we want to ensure that there is growth. I see, if you look at 1 year back, we were at about zero or negative, and now on retail we have reached to a stage of 13.2, right? So it looks like this year we'll end up with around 15%, maybe, give or take 25-30 bps, right? Now, which is why I'm saying that for the coming year the growth is going to be 17, why not more? I answered that why not more, because we need to manage both profitability and growth. Second question, I'll request Vinay to address.
So on the second question, Abhijit, first is with respect to the mix change. So if you see the last quarter, our average corporate book was around 3,000 crores, which has now come down to around 2,200 crores. So while we have resolved this one NPA account last quarter, that was also giving some income. So that has led to a drop or change in mix from corporate to retail. Second, with respect to, as you rightly said, to address competition, in certain select geographies, we have booked business at a slightly lower yield in this quarter to address the competition. These are the large two reasons, for the drop that you see.
Got it. No, sir. I mean, just trying to understand this. The first thing that you said about change in mix from corporate to retail, last quarter there was interest income that was booked from the corporate NPA accounts which got resolved. And because it got resolved last quarter, this quarter there was no contribution from that corporate NPA account in interest income.
Yeah, correct.
What? This is very useful. Thank you so much.
Because the recovery was both P plus I, principal plus interest. So there we had an upside on the interest.
Understood. This is thank you so much, and all the very best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Renish Bua from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Congrats on a great set of numbers. So just two questions from my side. One on this, write-backs which we are expecting over next 2 to 3 quarters. So yeah. Can you please quantify, what kind of a write-off we have, and, how much of that is on the block or, let's say, very close to resolution?
So I won't be able to quantify, but yes, on the corporate side, we have a total pool of about 1,700 crores. On the retail, we have over 500 crores. So we have an aggressive strategy for write back. So you will see that the panning out from this quarter onwards. Why I'm saying this quarter is because on corporate, we've been working since last 1 year. On the retail side, we had to move all the accounts to a stage of auction, and then of course we will start realizing that. And therefore I'm saying it will start from this quarter and it will pan out in next 3 to 4 quarters time. So we have a good pool both on corporate and retail. So there will be a good opportunity on write back.
And sir, you also mentioned about one large corporate account getting resolved. So this is from the write off pool, or this is from
It is not large. What I mentioned was there is one NPA account in corporate. So that we are expecting resolution in quarter four. And from the write-off pool, we have few accounts which we are working on, so which will materialize.
Got it. And when we say this credit cost guidance of 35 basis point, this is after considering these write-backs, or this is X write-backs?
So I had mentioned that first 9 months, we've seen credit cost of 32 bps. So quarter four would be similar trend, and coming year also would be similar trend. And this is not netting off from the right bank.
Got it. So right bank will be the upside risk, or let's say downside risk to our credit cost guidance. Fair enough.
Yeah, correct. That's right. So I think to put in other words, that write back opportunity is not budgeted when we said that coming year credit cost will be on similar lines.
Got it. And sir, again, just circling back to the yield slide, on 21, wherein our asset yield has moderated from 10.48 to 10.29, which is sort of adjusted for the one-offs. So this entire reduction is purely because of the competition, or let's say is there something else is also there? Let's say we are shifting from a subprime to prime, or maybe prime to super prime customer segment. I mean, how one should
know in terms of segment change, the yields will improve. So today, if you look at our yield, it is comparable or maybe slightly better than some of the other companies. If you look at the yield, let's say on retail, it is actually comparable or slightly better. So when we say that, you know, we will get, one is in terms of scale up, there'll be a good, traction in Roshni in quarter four and coming year, number one. Number two, as I mentioned, we'll be starting a new vertical called emerging market, that is from April. So these two will, there'll be a lift in yield. And the third thing is that on Roshni, as I mentioned, that we will also be focusing on certain segments, certain programs, which we are going to open from April. So overall yield from Roshni will be 12.5% from current 11.5%. And emerging market will give us a yield upside from the prime of about, let's say, 35 to 40 bits.
No, I think directionally I got you, but I'm just more specific for the quarter-to-quarter movement, wherein our asset yield has dropped from 10.48 to 10.29. So what is driving that? I mean, it is purely because of the competition, or is there something else?
No, there I mentioned one is corporate is degrowing. So as Vinay mentioned that last quarter, average corporate book was 3,000 and now it is 2,200, which is a significant drop, and that would have an impact on yield. So that is one. Coupled with, I told you that it could be one is market, second is in terms of book retention. So all these three as a combination, there was impact on yield.
Got it.
But if you see largely, it is the corporate degrowth. And since the book is now degrowing, the impact would keep reducing, over a period of time.
Got it. And so this last question from my side on the NIM side. So, adjusted for one of our NIM stands at 3.65 in this quarter, wherein we are sort of not guiding, but maybe we are expecting NIM to settle around 3.5%, which is still 15 basis points lower than the current NIM. Where do you see this NIM contraction happening? It is because of the cost of borrowing will reprice in coming quarters, or do you see the competition will keep on impacting the asset yields?
So actually, it is balance of both yield and cost. So around 3.5 is what I mentioned. So yield will definitely, because of change of mix, yield will better. And also cost of borrowing, we expect that it will come down. So because of, as a combination of these two initiatives, I had mentioned the yield.
No, sir. So basically, we are expecting NIM to contract, right? When we say 3.5, because our current NIM is 3.65. So if we are expecting our cost of borrowing will come down, and maybe, let's say, in a base case scenario, yield will remain where it is, not factoring, the higher yields. So in that case, our NIM should sustain at current level, right? I mean, 3.65. Why?
I'm saying, yeah, you are right. So NIM will be around 3.5.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Kunal Shah from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
The question is on the borrowing side. So if you look at the deposits now, what would be the strategy with respect to deposit raising, given in the harmonization it was highlighted with respect to the public deposits out there? So that's particularly the question.
Okay.
In fact, as you might be aware, there is a draft circular issued by RBI, and till 29th of February, there is time for all the companies to give their feedback and comments. This is that the circular will be finalized, and probably it might get circularized maybe in a month or two. So as of now, if you have to see that 1.5 down from 3 times, I think there is enough headroom for us to grow on deposits. So however, we need to see what the final circular says, and then we need to align to that. But as of now, considering the current NOF, there is enough headroom to grow.
Even our SLR is at
15.5. Even the SLR is at 15.5 against 13.
Yeah, so maybe slight, we are marginally higher than the requirement, but still in terms of incremental, irrespective of whatever comes out in the final guidelines, would there be a change in strategy in terms of bringing the mix of deposits down? We have started to raise from the bond market as well. This time CPs were also raised. So how are we looking at the overall borrowing profile? Yeah.
No, I'm only saying that the cost of deposits for us is now lower. So the idea would be to grow our book.
1.9.
So it all depends on the final circular, but I think as of now, because the deposit is long-term sticky instrument where we can leverage, but however it all depends on the final circular. As of now, there is enough headroom. As of now, the plan is to grow deposits, not very aggressively, but definitely to grow the book.
Sure. And secondly, in terms of the balance transfer, so just coming back to the question on yields in terms of the decline outside of the one-offs. So was there any balance transfer or maybe in terms of slightly downward repricing of the book which would have happened, or this is purely the mix change which is leading to this?
No, it is a combination because balance transfer has been there, in the past as well, and it is on a continuous basis. The only change is that, let's say a year back, we were at about 21% runoff. Now it is down to about 16.5%. And out of the 16%, there will be a combination of normal EMI payments, then foreclosure, part closure, and balance transfer.
So 16.5 is the overall repayment which we could see from the AUM and the disbursement.
And that is the overall runoff. So BT is about, let's say it's around 7%.
7% is the BT. Okay. Good. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sanket Chheda from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, most of the questions were answered. Just I missed this 26 crore one-off on yield. What was that on account of?
That was on account of securitization, MCLR change in securitization. That's 16 crores.
Okay. And secondly, on the guidance for this year, about 15% on retail growth. So far in YTD, we have grown the retail book at about 8.5%. In Q4 to be 15%, we might need about 6,000 crore of disbursement. So we feel we will do that from, say, the current 4,100 or 200.
So two things. One is our retail book growth is now 13.2%. Because corporate, we are not doing corporate business now, and corporate book is degrowing. So always the growth was on retail. So we had guided 17. So we are at 13.2 now. So this quarter we will cover up. We have to moderate. So it will be around 15.
Okay. I was talking YTD, but yeah. Okay. Sure, sir.
I'm saying March to March.
Okay. Got it, sir. Yeah. That was the only question.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhay Modi from Helios Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. First is, what is your incremental yields in the retail book?
Okay. I'm just making notes.
9.6%.
How much? 12.6?
9.6 on the retail book.
9.6%. This is the incremental or this is the book yield?
Incremental.
incremental. Okay, and what is your salaried, what percentage is salaried loans for you?
On a book, it is 60%. And on incremental, it is around 63 to 64%.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Anusha Raheja from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So you said that your prepayments are closer to around 16% off, and in that BT out rates is 7 to 8%. So how are you seeing this number panning out in FY25?
I think BT, generally, if you look at the trend for last 2 years for any company for that matter, and you know, given our portfolio composition, I think it should be in the same range, about 7 to 7.5%.
And the prepayment also likely to be at around 16% off?
Yeah, as I told you, it used to be higher a year back. So we had a lot of strategy around it. We have a strong retention team, and we have a very strong customer-focused retention policy. So with all of those things, we had brought down that from 21 to about 16.5%. So it will stabilize at about 16.5%.
And what's the outlook on the disbursement growth for next fiscal?
Disbursement growth, we are talking about 22%, and book growth around 17%.
So in that scenario, if you know, disbursement growth is around 20 to 22%, and prepayments are around 16%, the loan book growth could be, you know, just hardly 5-6%. The way the current scenario is, because I think disbursement growth is happening, but if I look at the outstanding loan book growth, that is just hardly 7%, purely because of your prepayments rates being on a higher end. So, I mean, going for the next fiscal, if the prepayment rates are likely to be at the same levels and disbursement growth will be at around 20 to 22%, then how come the loan growth will be on a higher end?
22% is disbursement growth. So that is compared to the previous year disbursement. If you calculate on the book, it will work out to be slightly higher, 25% odd.
And the runoff, if you are talking about, so runoff is taken on the loan asset. So that's the math which is done. So we can connect offline after this and we can tell you the math around it.
And what is the strategy on the emerging market, you know, side, like which target, you know, set of customers you are, you know, targeting, and some broad understanding there?
On emerging market, the strategy is that we would be in tier 2, tier 3 kind of market. So we have branches already present there, and we would have some bit of branches coming from the scale up in branch network, what we're going to do from now till March. So the customer segment would be little different compared to prime and also compared to affordable. This is a segment which is, you know, in between both Roshni and prime. And therefore, here the upside in yield could be about 35 to 40 bps from the prime.
Okay. And so lastly, on the write back, which you said that there's a, you know, corporate pool of around 1700 odd crore and retail of, you know, 500 odd crore, and there can be some write back opportunities there. So if you can quantify there, how much can we expect next quarter and next fiscal?
No, it will be difficult to quantify, madam, but definitely, yes, from this quarter onwards, there will be opportunity on write-back, because on retail, you know, it is, still we can, you know, take a number and do it, but on the corporate, because these are few, you know, fewer accounts, and, but all I can say that is that, you know, we have a plan that starting from this quarter, there will be write-back opportunity.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Kishan Rungta from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I had just one question around credit cost. As you said, like going ahead, like we'll be having like a mix of prime, emerging market and affordable. So like, and you guided for a credit cost trend similar to current trend, right? So am I like, is my understanding correct over this?
Your understanding is correct.
So despite like targeting higher yield customer, our credit cost is going to be the same in the similar lines.
See, if you look at last 1 year, as I mentioned, we've been working on transformational journey, and this was in every single function, including collections. So if you see all the metrics in collection, starting from X bucket, SMA0, SMA1, SMA2, NPA early buckets, NPA deeper buckets, and recovery, I think across there has been an improvement in efficiency. And also the book what we are originating is of good quality. And also it is important to note that Roshni business is new, and emerging is not new, but as in terms of, you know, little focus on the segment and market is going to be little different, but still it will be new. And therefore, what I mentioned, the credit cost for coming year will be on similar lines compared to what we have seen this year. No, is the guidance.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was my question.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Onkar Gugardare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. The guidance which you have cut from 17% to 15%, is it because of flood situation, or is there any particular other reason for that also?
No, it is not. Actually, to be honest with you, when we had guided this a year back, or let's say beginning of this year, we thought that we would really achieve 17% of book growth and 22% of disbursement growth. I think largely because of profitability and cost, we need to moderate this. So it is not because of the Chennai floods. Chennai floods is only, you know, maybe for quarter three to some extent. Otherwise, let's say quarter three was as usual. Still, I think 17%, having seen quarter three, would have been a little difficult. There were a lot of moving parts in last 1 year, and especially this year, because we had to, we need to remember one thing, you know, 1 year back where we were and where we are today, and what all has happened in last 1 year. So a lot of moving parts on corporate side, on corporate resolution, on retail side, on the Roshni side. So a lot of things have happened. So we thought we will grow at about 17%, but looks like, you know, we will not be able to do that. So therefore, moderated to 15%. However, coming year, 17%, we are pretty confident.
Can, in terms of NPA situation, how do you foresee NPA situation in next maybe a year or two?
So our idea is to bring down NPA on the retail side to a level which would be comparable with some of the best companies in the industry.
Okay, and that would be achievable within next 1 to 2 years?
Yeah, next few quarters, maybe 4 to 5, 6 quarters, we should be able to achieve that.
And what in terms of ROA and ROE?
Given the fact that we have raised capital recently and our leverage is less, so it's a bit of drag on the ROE, but definitely, you know, with our growth, with ambitious growth in mind, I think this should improve. On ROE, on ROA, we will be 2+.
2+, and what kind of leverage you would be talking about then? Around 4-5?
No, we would be comfortable, let's say in next 2 years, we should be comfortable around 6 to 6.5 times.
6 to 6.5 times. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to give me opportunity. Sir, you are saying only 15% growth is possible. So it is in financial year 25 also?
No, next year will be 17%.
17%. And sir, you have capital adequacy at 29.53%. So any plan to raise equity in next few years?
No, we have adequate capital to grow for the next 3 to 4 years time frame. We don't foresee any such.
Yes. Mr. Pozzi, you have clean balance sheet of PNB Housing in respect of improved in asset quality from 8.13% to 1.73%, and AUM rises 60,000 crore to 60,000 crore from 50,000 crore. And you have done a remarkable job.
So what is your plan for next 3 years? Can you give some picture of the company?
Sir, as I mentioned, now it is a journey. So what is the journey? Journey is that we actually moved away within retail. We moved away from super prime to prime. That the idea was to increase the yield. A. B, we started Roshni because we wanted a higher yield and a profitable business we wanted to build.
Right.
Now, and we also had the pressure on corporate book depleting, which also impacts, A, it impacts growth, B, it impacts the interest income as well, revenue. And therefore, now we thought that there's an opportunity available on the emerging market, and therefore we're introducing emerging market. So if you see, we will have three verticals within retail, that is prime, emerging, and Roshni. Now, the idea is that this will help us in growth, A. B, we will be able to raise book at a higher yield on Roshni and emerging market. Right? So of course, I had mentioned this earlier. We would want to keep 17% as the guidance for next few years because we see good opportunity. One thing I want to mention here is that, see, last year we saw a lot of, we had a lot of things to work on. If you see this year, we will have fewer things to work on. Come next year, I think our focus will be completely on managing growth and profitability. I think that journey.
Right. Okay. And sir, Carlyle Group have big percentage of equity in our company. Any plan to induct his representative in board of directors?
Sir, today in our board, there is two board seats from Carlyle, two from PNB. So it is already in place.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Mohit Mangal from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So a couple of questions from my side. First, I'm looking at your borrowing profile. So I think, I mean, it's currently at around 71% is floating. Two, three quarters back, it was around 67% odd. So just wanted to know your, I mean, color on this that, we'll settle at the 70-30 or this floating will go up again.
I think more or less it will be at the same level because since we have about 17,000 deposit base, and that is where you see this mix. I think this mix would be maintained. More or less, it will be same.
All right. Thanks. And secondly, on this branch expansion, so just wanted to know any impact on the cost by, I mean, as you have aggressively plans to open new branches, so anything on the cost to income or something on that front will, I mean, will that increase?
Yeah. There will be some additional investment that we would be doing for this expansion, which is for both Roshni and prime vertical. However, with the growth in business, I think some of these productivity benefits should flow in, will help us in absorbing some of that cost partly.
All right. So the cost to income can increase, right?
There could be some impact, but
it will be marginal. The reason is, see, for us opening, let us say, Roshni branches would only mean that we need to. It is basically the branch premises and investment in manpower. Rest, all of the cost, because we started Roshni while we were doing prime business. So there is no incremental cost other than manpower and the branch. As far as emerging is concerned, I think there will be no increase in cost at all because it is only culling out some of the branches and the team from the existing set of branches. And only thing is the focus would be different.
All right. Yeah, thanks. That's clear. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the call. If you have any questions unanswered, please feel free to get in touch with Investor Relations. The transcript as well as the audio of this call will be uploaded on our website. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PNB Housing Finance Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.